let's first talk about who you are. Who is Josh Hawley? Where'd you come from, and how'd you get here?
Well, I grew up in Lexington, Missouri, in Lafayette County, which is about an hour east of Kansas City, a small town there, and I went to high school in Kansas City. And then I eventually went off to law school. I'm the first person in my family to go to law school, and I have to tell you, in my family, that's not necessarily a glowing recommendation. I mean, we're a family of farmers and then a family of business people. And I went to law school because I discovered a passion as a college student for constitutional law. I wanted to be a constitutional lawyer, and I ran for office. This is my first time running for office this past election, and I ran for office because I think that the Attorney General should be and is a constitutional lawyer. It's an office for a constitutional lawyer, and that's what I hope to do and how I hope to serve as Attorney General.
What will be your first official act once you take office as Attorney General? Do you know yet?
Well, I don't know what the first official act will be, but I can tell you what our priorities are going to be, and they're what I've talked about during the campaign. We are going to make sure that we protect the livelihoods and the security of Missouri citizens. That means that we are going to push back vigorously against the Washington dysfunction that has been threatening Missouri citizens, overregulation, corruption from Washington, D.C. We're going to stand up against that in Missouri, and so we will look to get involved on that front immediately. Things like the EPA's attempt to regulate waters of the U.S., to regulate the water on farmland. We will continue to fight back against the so-called Clean Power Plan that is actually just a power grab. We will continue to resist, and things like the overtime regulations of the Department of Labor. So we'll begin there. I've also talked a lot about human trafficking, about the need to fight human trafficking in a new way in the state of Missouri, and that will be a top priority, and fighting public corruption here in our own state. I've talked about that as well. It's vital that we give the people of Missouri, they deserve good, clean, honest government. It's not a partisan issue. It's a good government issue, and that will be a focus of my administration.
During the campaign, there was an ad that basically said that your election as Attorney General will be a threat to the health of women based on your stance on abortion and on some other issues. Want to speak to that real quick?
Well, I mean, it's total nonsense. As I think the voters saw, the margin in my race was significant, and I think that's because the voters saw through the many, many attack ads that my opponent and opponents, plural, ran against me. But the truth is, look, the job of the Attorney General is to enforce the law and uphold the rule of law, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. It doesn't really matter if you agree with the law or not. When I take that oath, I take an oath to defend and enforce the laws of Missouri, Constitution of Missouri, and Constitution of the United States. And so whether it's laws that affect women's health or laws that affect sentencing or the many criminal convictions that will be called upon to defend on appeal, the people of Missouri can count on me to give our laws a vigorous defense, to enforce them fairly and even-handedly, and to uphold the rule of law in our state.
And that would include any laws that you may have a personal disagreement with.
Oh, of course. I mean, you cannot do the job unless you are willing to say that it's not my personal beliefs that matter, it's the law that matters, and it's my job to uphold the law. So that's a familiar situation for a lawyer. All the time, lawyers are called upon to defend positions they don't necessarily personally disagree with, and that will certainly be true as Attorney General. My job is to uphold and enforce the laws that the people of Missouri and their representatives have passed, and the people of Missouri can count on me to do that.
What is your thoughts on the Missouri nonpartisan court plan? I mean, I don't think that's something that's going to directly affect how you do your job, but obviously you're going to be in this working out of the Supreme Court building. You got to have an opinion on it or what you would like to see become of it.
Well, you know, I don't know that it is the role of the Attorney General to propose the changes or to really interact that much at all with the court plan as it exists. I will say that this comes back to about good, clean, honest government. I think that we need a government at all levels, the judiciary, in our elected officials, in the executive branch, where the process is transparent, where we have folks who are working in the public interest and not for personal interest. So I certainly hope that would be true of our judges. And I've said just when it comes to ethics reform, which is something that's vitally important to me, I have said that we would institute in the Attorney General's office the toughest ethics policy in the country. I will not accept gifts from lobbyists. I will not allow my executive team to accept gifts from lobbyists. We're not going to accept contributions from folks who are being investigated by the state or who are trying to get bids with the state. And so we will make those changes and we will implement that plan as a matter of office policy at the very beginning of my administration, and then we'll call on the legislature to follow suit and do the same for the whole of Missouri government.
How will you be a different attorney general than Chris Koster has been?
Well, you know, I think that I can only comment and speak for myself. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I think I will bring to the office a great respect for and understanding of the U.S. Constitution, constitutional law, and also experience in federal courts and the United States Supreme Court. I mean, this is something that I think set me apart from others in the field during the race and will really inform my administration. I've worked at and litigated at the highest levels of practice in the country at the United States Supreme Court, federal courts of appeals, and of course state courts also. And so I understand the need for Missouri to have a voice in those fora, to have a voice in those places, and for Missouri to be ably represented in federal court and at the United States Supreme Court. The other thing is, much of what the Attorney General does and the Attorney General's office does is on appeal. It is to defend convictions on appeal. It is to defend laws that are challenged in Missouri before federal tribunals and appellate tribunals and state appellate tribunals. And this is what my background is. So I think I have a unique experience in constitutional law and unique perspective on it and on the appellate practice, which is so central to the Office of Attorney General. And that's the kind of focus and experience I'll bring to the job.
Despite the background and experience as a constitutional lawyer, the Attorney General is considered to be the top law enforcement officer in the state. So you're going to have to fill a little bit of the role of a prosecutor. How will you approach that?
You know, the Attorney General's office has a series of assistant attorneys general who serve as what are called special prosecutors when our local elected prosecuting attorneys are either conflicted out or need help or refer a case to us. It is a very important part of what the office does. We have a series of ongoing cases, prosecution cases, that are very, very important for protecting the livelihoods and the safety of the people of Missouri. We will absolutely ensure continuity on all of those cases. And you can expect from my office, as I said earlier, a vigorous defense of and enforcement of the rule of law. So when we are called upon to be prosecutors, as we are from time to time, we will do that job with excellence. We will do it with vigor. And we will ensure that we keep Missourians safe and that the rule of law is enforced in our state.
Is there any particular type of advocacy that you feel would be appropriate in some way as Attorney General, as far as advocating for any particular issue or any particular thing you want to see happen in Missouri?
Well, I think I have been advocating during the campaign for things that I think are vitally important, and I intend to go on doing so as Attorney General. In fact, I intend to lead on those issues, and that includes fighting back against Washington dysfunction. That includes standing up for ethics reform, beginning in my own office, in the Attorney General's office. That includes human trafficking. And from time to time, the Attorney General is called upon to render legal opinions on various pieces of legislation and other things before the state. Of course, if and when that happens, we'll be prepared to offer legal analysis. But the Attorney General's role is not a political one. It really is a rule of law job. I mean, this is the state's law office. My job is to protect and defend the people of Missouri, their interests and their livelihoods, and that's what I'm going to be focused on doing.
You're part of a rookie class of statewide elected officials, all Republican coming in. At this point, do you feel like there's a learning curve that you need to account for? And also, a second part, have you met with Governor-elect Greitens or Lieutenant Governor-elect Parson or Secretary of State-elect Jay Ashcroft?
Yes, to all of those. We talk frequently among each other and are in regular contact as we go through this transition process. And, you know, I look at it this way. This is a chance to bring outside leadership, fresh perspective to state government. We're giving the Attorney General's office a top-to-bottom review, which is exactly what I pledged to do during the campaign. It's what the people of Missouri deserve to have happen. I know that the governor-elect is doing the same for the many departments under his supervision and likewise for the other statewide office holders. And, you know, the people of Missouri elected us and elected me to bring a non-political, non-politician, outsider perspective to the office. So I come into office office, as you rightly say, not as a politician, never held office before. I come into office as a lawyer, as someone whose background and experience is in the practice of law and is in putting together winning teams that go to court and win on big cases. And that is the kind of experience and the focus that I'm going to bring to the Attorney General's office.
In addition to a new Attorney General, new governor, there's about to be a new president. Have you or your staff had any contact or communication with President-elect Trump's transition team, or do you anticipate reaching out to the Trump administration?
I have not personally talked to anyone who is a member, official member of the transition team. I look forward very much to seeing what the President-elect, President Trump, will do, and particularly I hope that he will tackle immediately this Washington dysfunction that is so seriously threatening the livelihoods and the economic health and well-being of Missouri. So I hope that he will immediately get the EPA under control so that our family farms aren't driven out of business. I hope that he will immediately get his Department of Labor, what will be his Department of Labor, under control so that small businesses are not threatened by the new overtime rules. And we could go on down the list. I mean, it has been an unprecedented wave of regulations coming out of Washington that have badly, badly damaged Missouri families, Missouri farmers, Missouri small business people. And so I think there's going to be great opportunity to work together, because I could tell you this. I will be raising my voice for these folks, for the people of Missouri, no matter who's president. And I hope that we have a president who will now listen and who will respond and who will want to roll back this federal overreach and this, and get a handle on this Washington dysfunction. But regardless of what he does, my job is to protect and defend the people of Missouri, and that's exactly what I'll be doing.
Anything else you want to throw in that we haven't talked about?
I would just say that this is such an exciting time in our country. It's an exciting time in the state of Missouri. It is an incredible privilege to get to serve the people of Missouri. My wife, Erin, and I, we have two small boys, Elijah and Blaze, and we are so looking forward to being able to serve the state together. For my part, to being able to defend our laws, our Constitution, and our people. I just think the opportunities for our state in the years to come are exceptional. They are significant, and I can't wait to be a part of it, and I can't wait to have the chance to serve.